Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. You know, I talked about Lauren Boebert, B-O-E-B-E-R-T, of Rifle, Colorado. Big district. It also encompasses Aspen and Basalt and those areas, which have very, very high-end properties. But a lot of those people don't vote in Colorado. Those are their winter homes, summer homes. They vote in California, New York, or somewhere else. So it gives you a shot at what the locals think politically when they elect Lauren Boebert. Lauren Boebert is the one. She owns a bar in Rifle called Shooters. I've been to Rifle, by the way. It's a great town. What a great name, Rifle, Colorado. I play golf in Rifle, Colorado. I'm not a great golfer, but I like whacking it around every once in a while. And they have a course up in the mountains there where they have one par five. You stand up on literally on a mountain and whack the heck out of it. And gravity takes it so far, you know, you look like Tiger Woods. I mean, you really do. They have a par three that has no grass. It's all boulders. Seriously. It's like water. You, as a hazard, you have to park it on the green or it hits boulders and it goes around like a pinball machine. You know, it's a beautiful scenery. However, she's out of her mind. She is flat out crazy. And she just, she's the one who poses with guns all the time with pictures of Democrats and all that. I mean, you know, she likes to threaten. She carried a Glock onto the floor, you know, walks by machine, you know, scanners to make sure she doesn't have a gun. She has a gun. She thinks that's cool. She's a very, very disturbed individual. Well, she came out with a statement yesterday that's among her most disturbed. Here's what Lauren Boebert said yesterday. She said that the Republicans will take control of the House before the midterms, either later this year or the beginning of next year. And reporters said, well, that's all well and good, but the next election is 2022 in November, and they wouldn't take office till January of 2023. So how is it the Republicans are going to take control of the House right now in 2021 or early 22? And she said there will be massive resignations by Democrats. Massive resignations, like a wave of resignations, like a pandemic of resignations. And they said, well, why would they do that? Why would they do that? And here's what she goes. She goes, well, I have it on good authority that Trump, before he left office, declassified certain information that is so powerful and so damaging that it will wipe out the Democratic Party in the House, basically. And I am just waiting for the Department of Justice, Merrick Garland, to release it. Now, this, you know, she says this stuff. You can say things, okay? Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan, Kevin McCarthy, Gomer, Gossert, Mo Brooks, very bad people, Matt Gaetz, none of them deserve to be in Congress. They're terrible people, but they occasionally have the good sense not to just talk crazy. They occasionally have the good sense, if they're going to lie, to try to make it plausible. But she loves the spotlight. This is somebody, you know, the only attention she got up till now is from people who went to her bar Shooters in Rifle, Colorado. Now, you know, they're TV cameras and she just says stuff. So you may say, okay, well, all right, it's sad. She needs therapy. Yeah, she probably does. But, you know, she's in Congress. She is one of the ones that objected to the certification of the election. She takes weapons into the Capitol. She carries. She is the one of the ones that gave tours to people the day before the insurrection. And she was the one who tweeted out Nancy Pelosi's location for the people that were looking to come and go, oh, Nancy, oh, Nancy. Dangerous individual. Yeah. She has all these hallucinations about Trump declassifying things and Trump is the guy and so on. But she is a seriously disturbed individual and a dangerous individual. And it's not clear to me that she can be beaten in a primary and in a general election in Colorado in that area of the state. I've been out there. I've been in Basalt. I've been in Rifle. I've been in Snowmass Village and Aspen and the whole area. Beautiful state. Driven down to Durango. You want that? Except you better have a strong stomach going over those mountain passes because they have no guardrails and they're real skinny. Cars coming the other way. Your wheels are about 2 feet from the end with no guardrail, and it's a 2,000-foot drop. I myself am not fond of that, quite frankly. But Durango is beautiful. It's not near there. It's down farther south. But, you know, the point is, folks out there, vote for Lauren Boebert. Folks out there, vote for Lauren Boebert. So stay tuned. She'll keep saying stuff. People will disregard it. But she is a real problem in the Congress, a real problem in the Congress. Say another problem in the Congress. Do you realize that only 75% of the House have had the vaccine or said they'll take the vaccine? Ron Johnson said he's not taking it. He had COVID back in October. He said, well, I had COVID. Why do I need it? It's because the CDC says, even if you had COVID, you should get the vaccine. You should get the vaccine. Because we do not know, science does not know how long the antibodies pass from having had it. How long they last. How long they last. They don't know. You know what this is? It's all teasing the anti-vaxxers in the Trump cult. Teasing the anti-vaxxers in the Trump cult, the anti-maskers. Last year, the airlines had 500 incidents of unruly passengers. Most of them were for not wearing masks. People look on it as a sign of masculinity, not to wear a mask, sign of liberty. If all that not wearing masks meant is that you die, I wouldn't like it, but that's your choice. But your decision not to wear a mask is that other people die. And that's something you can't have. That's not liberty. Liberty is when you exercise your rights without injuring other people. When you injure other people, you impair their liberty. And that's what society does. Society works out conflicting interests and liberties and tries to make sure that you have full liberty, except when it infringes on someone else's, and then you have some boundaries on both sides. That's what a civil society does. And you have, in this case, Ron Johnson saying, no, I don't see any reason to get it now. I've had COVID. I don't care what Fauci says. Lauren Boebert, I have it on good authority, hint, hint, and I'm not going to tell you what it is, that Trump declassified some stuff, going to wipe out the Dems. We're going to take over and all will be well. Very, very strange stuff. And, it, you know, and the stuff that's going on in Wisconsin is not Wisconsin culture. Brian Stile, the guy down in Janesville, just yesterday said, well, liberals are coming after the average American to pay for their liberal agenda. You know, Brian, here's the deal. He's not a leader. I don't know how long he's going to last. But, you know, if you keep pounding that drum, people are real tired of it. That's just jargon, false and stupid. You know, when gerrymandering is over and we have fair maps, we rejigger and make that a fair district like the one Les Aspin had. That's going to be in somebody else's hands other than Brian Stile. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. The lines are alive. Do not hang up. I will get back to you right after the break. 844-967-2789. Back after the break.